ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय
ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय
ॐ अज्ञानतिमिरन्धस्य ज्ञानञ्जनशलाकाय चक्षुरुन्मीलितं येन तस्मै श्रीगुरवे नमः नाम श्रेष्ठं मनमपि शचीपुत्रमत्रस्वरूपम् रूपं तस्याग्रजमुरुपुरीं माथुरीं गोष्ठवतीं राधाकुण्डं गिरिवरमहो राधिका माधवाशं प्राप्तो यस्य प्रथितः कृपया श्रीगुरुं तं नतोऽस्मि वन्देऽहं श्रीगुरो श्रीयतः पदकमलं श्रीगुरून् वैष्णवांश्च श्रीरूपं साग्रजातं सहगणरघुनाथन्वितं तं सजीवम् साद्वैतं सावधूतं परिजनसहितं कृष्णचैतन्यदेवं श्रीराधाकृष्णपादां सहगणललिता शिवशाखान्विता हरे कृष्ण 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे हरे विष्णुसहस्रनाम 521 अनन्तात्मा पराशरभट्ट इंटरप्रेट्स दिस नेम this whole series of names to specifically indicate Kurama Avatar. It's translated in here as English being the inner soul of Ananta who bears the universe standing. Kurama is underneath the universe. This point about Kurama Avatar. The Lord appears as a tortoise or turtle. The word is that in English there are two different words. Tortoise means land-based and turtle means water-based. Although in Sanskrit it's kurama or kachapa, two words, but they both mean either land-based or water-based. But here he's a turtle, to be exact. Now, educated people, we sometimes hear this phrase, educated people, people are educated. We often hear this phrase used in respect to people who they don't believe in all this mythological hogwash. Educated means you're very rational, and you have a very clear way of understanding based on rationality. You don't believe in any superstitions or mythology. People in the past may have resorted to fantastic explanations of the observable phenomena of the universe and of how the universe came into being and all this, but today we are living in a scientific age by which the educated people, they don't believe all these things. Maybe still some people who are just, they rely on superstition more, they don't have any scientific knowledge, and they would believe such things. So it would seem absurd and outrageous that people who are educated, like myself for instance, I had somewhat of an education, I would, if you take the human race, I would, trying to be neutral about myself or objective, I would say that I'm probably in the upper half as in terms of education, more educated than the average person. If we include self-education. Yeah, take it away. You have to edit that out. If we include self-education. Those who deem themselves to be educated, keeping within their, or trying to circumscribe the definition to include only people who agree with what they think, overlooking the fact that there are literally millions of educated people who don't necessarily think within their straight-jacketed way, but they think it's absurd and outrageous, just like Richard Dawkins. The prime spokesman for atheism in the modern age, he just can't accept. It just seems completely absurd and outrageous that people in the modern age could accept anything which is not in line with science as he presumes science to be. You're not translating this. It's too tough to translate it. Krishna is the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Okay, that's something easy for you to translate. But why do people like myself? I mean, there are many who just they accept such things, and then they'll make some psychological analysis of how, what is it, the God gene Dawkins talks about, or left brain and left side of the brain and right side of the brain and all this. But as far as myself is concerned, you may consider it absurd and outrageous, but we don't care. We don't think that we have to be circumscribed by your so-called scientific method, or that everything has to be adjudicated according to what's modern science. But even talking about the philosophy of science, there are different. It's not that everyone agrees anyway with even what it means, the scientific method. There's some idea of being objective, but that's all been blown away for 90 years or more anyway by as much as I know. But true objectivity is impossible in science. Say quantum physicists or quantum scientists, because the subjective role of the observer, and it brings them into the whole realm of philosophy, which is highly speculative. It's not objective at all. So we don't give it importance to this. Why do we have to believe this science that they think they've got it all worked out? It's the frog in the well. Why should we accept their methodology, their epistemology? Why should we accept that educated means we have to think in the way that they think? It's the frog in the well approach. They think they know everything. We don't say that we know everything, but we say that we're incapable of knowing everything, but we accept that there is knowledge which is given from outside. And we say, well, why it doesn't seem very likely that God, if there is any God, comes in the form of a turtle. Great. That's exactly the point. That he doesn't have to cater to what we think is common sense. The very fact that he is so, the descriptions of him are so beyond what we might consider to be what God should be. Adds to his status of being God. Now you may say, well, yeah, okay, well, to some extent, we accept the qualities of God. He's good, but exactly how he's good, he's kind, exactly how he's kind, he kills. You may say, well, how is that kind? The Christians, they say, well, our God, he doesn't, our Jesus, he doesn't kill people, he brings people back to life. Yeah, you can say that if you like, but then he sends everyone to hell forever. So, better be killed by Krishna and delivered from birth and death. Now, an objection to this is, well, then anyone can say anything about God, and there's no rational way. Well, that's true, rationality can't reach up to God, but at the same time, we don't say we just accept any nonsense which anyone says. This is accepted by great saintly persons since time immemorial. That's also said by Yamuna Acharya. What is that? Oh, I should have prepared this lecture better. But he says that Satvikataya Prabalaischa Shastraya, that all the Shastras in the mode of goodness, as well as all the great saintly people, they accept that Krishna is the Supreme Lord. naivasura prapataya. But the demons, they can't accept him. If we examine all the by his own tvam shila rupa charitaye parama prakrishta, you're referring to Narayana, your character, your qualities, your activities, your form, they're all super excellent. Satvena sattvikataya prabalaischa shastraya. And all the shastras in the mode of goodness, they all declare this. They all accept Narayana's supreme. Prakyatam daiva paramata vidais vidangs. I forgot the word. And all the people who are expert in spiritual knowledge and spiritual practice, they accept you, Narayana, as being supreme. It begins, tvam shila rupa. The verse begins, charitaye prabhava parama prakrishtai sattvena sattvikataya prabhalaischa satra prakyatam daiva paramata vidangs mataischa naivasura prakataya prabhavanti bodham. Yeah. But the demons, they can't know him at all. Just it's cut off. They're cut off from knowing him. So there is, it's not that we just make up some fairy story. There is very elaborate philosophical understanding based on Shastra, in which all the great saintly persons have accepted since time immemorial. There's another verse that goes with that. Uta Shishai. Is it there, along with that? There's another verse similar, which gives a similar conclusion from Stotaratna. Prabhupada quotes the two of them together. Did you?
In the Bhagavad Gita?
Yeah. No, it's... Oh, okay, we'll leave that. Anyway, that's the point. So, just a little diversion away from explaining the name about why we accept Kurama Avatar. Why we accept? Because Shastra says, because all the great saintly persons say, it's beyond the scope of our common sense. It's definitely beyond the scope of the modern scientific frog in the well outlook. It may seem, well, how can he be a tortoise or a turtle? How can he be a pig? Well, why not? If he wants, he can do. He takes that form for his particular pastime. So Anantatma. Ananda supports the whole universe, so does Kurma. Ananda, the snake, Kurma, they have their roles in holding up the universe. He's the he is the unlimited Atma. Now the first name in this verse of Vishnu Sahasranam is Jiva. He is Jiva, but he's distinguished from other Jivas. So another common synonym of Jiva is Atma. So both these words can refer to the Supreme Lord or to the tiny living being. We just sang that song, Savior and Sevak. One is to be served and the other is the servant. So there's one to be served and unlimited who are to be who are to serve him. So Anantatma could refer to all the unlimited numbers of jivas. Eta brahmanda bhari ananta jiva gan, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu says that this universe is filled up with unlimited numbers of jivas. Charashi lakha jonite kariye brahman. And they wander around the universe in 8,400,000 species of life. But here, it particularly refers to him, he's the unlimited Supreme Lord. He is unlimited, we are limited. That's the difference. Very important difference. He's jiva, we are jiva. But he's unlimited and we're limited. That's the difference. And the whole Mayavadi idea that the limited can become the unlimited, it's unacceptable. Wrong. Absolutely wrong. Our status is always limited. His status is always unlimited. We are always his servant. So he's unlimited. He's unlimited. He's unlimited by time, space. Ah, there's that other verse from Stotra Ratna. Ulangita Trividha. What is that? I look up that word. Ulangita. It's from Stotra Ratna. There's the next verse, which I was going to tell you about. Ullangita. Ulangita Trivida Sima Utashishai. That verse from Stotra Ratna Bhigya. He's beyond the three kinds. He is beyond the three limits, three kinds of limits: time, space, and thought. Samatishai Sambhavana Parivradhima. Maya Balena Bhavatapi Niguhyamanam Pashyanti Kejit Anisham Tvadananya Bhava. Yeah, some people. You are in that status. You are beyond, Yamuna Acharya says, you are beyond the three simas, the three limits, limiting principles. Every Atma who is not Anantatma, then Anantatma is the name under discussion, he's limited. The three limits are there. He's limited by time, limited by space. We're only in a particular time and a particular space. At any segment of time, if there is such a thing, that's in itself almost impossible. Even time itself is practically impossible to understand. If you think about it philosophically, it's impossible. What is time? It practically doesn't exist. That's what the Buddhists, they have this whole idea of emptiness. Because as soon as you try to identify time, it's already gone. The future doesn't exist. The past doesn't exist. And there's only the present. And if you try to think about the present, it's already gone. So we don't exist. Empty, everything's devoid of... But then it seems like we exist because there's continuity. It's a very philosophical point. What is time? And it can't be resolved by... science itself. Science has to accept time as an axiom. But it can't explain what it is. To some extent you can, in a pragmatic way, that time is, you can measure it in terms of movement. The movement of one object in relation to another. The movement of the sun and the planets. The movement of a watch hand against the watch face that indicates, it's indicative. So the limits of time, space, and thought, we can't even conceive of him. Ulangita trividya sima utashishai. Ah, then? Sambhavana tava parivradhima swabhavaha. Then? Maya balena bhavatabhi niguhyamanam pashanti kechid anisham tvadananya bhava. So he's beyond the three limits. What's the translation given? The point is one who is ananya bhava. There are some few people who, by their attitude of absolute one, absolutely, they're completely dedicated to him. They can understand him by his mercy.
Oh my Lord, everything material is within the boundary of time, space, and thought.
But so far your characteristics are concerned.
Ah.
They are transcendental to all such things.
Yeah, everything about him is transcendent to time, space and thought. He's anantatma. There's no anta, there's no end to him. So that's a similar word. Ananta means unlimited. Trivida sima. Sima also means limit in term, it literally means a boundary.
Although such characteristics are covered by your illusory energy, yet those who are constantly engaged in your service.
Ah, this is very important. He appears in this world, and it appears as if he's also part of this world. If we say he appears as, okay, let's take it as a point of argument, that, okay, he appears as a turtle. Well, that means he's not there now, so the time is, and he was in a particular time and a space. So he's also unlimited. That's why the impersonalists say the absolute is impersonal, because anything with a person means there's a particular, is constricted to a certain time and place. That means constricted. But that's a difference, which the commentators here point out very well, that although he is personal, but he's also everywhere and at the same time. I remember listening to a debate or a discussion that Hridayananda Maharaj was in with some atheists, and the atheist said, well, if God is everywhere, is he in my pocket? He said very sarcastically. Well, in one sense, yes, but not in every sense. We have to understand, therefore we have to understand the science of God. He's everywhere and he's localized also. Okay, then what else is there to say about this? Baladev Vidyabhushan, he doesn't take the kurma. He doesn't. That's specifically Parashara Bhakta says that. Yeah, he says Anantatma means he takes rest by reclining on Anantadev as if on a couch. So he rests on Ananta. This, by the way, this word Atma is a very important word in Upanishadic discussion. I checked through this Vishnu Sahasranam, and I found that it occurs 27 times within Vishnu Sahasranam, the word Atma. That means just like Anantatma. There are 21 names with Atma in it, and it appears 27 times. That means 6 names appear twice. So he's the Atma of everything. Trilokatma, that name will come up. That's one of them. He is Jagadatma, Atmatma, Paramatma, yeah. So it's very important to understand this. There's no entrance into spiritual life without understanding what is Atma. That's the first thing. What is the difference between Atma and Anatma? Spiritual and material. But then, it's very important to understand what is... Okay, so there's Atma and Anatma. Or usually, the term Anatma is sometimes used to mean that there's no Atma at all. That's something more like a Buddhist conception. But we say Atma, Jiva and Jara. between the living and the non-living. But then it's very important to understand what is the Atma Tattva. What is the proper understanding of the Atma? It's Atma and Paramatma. All right, so I'll finish there. Hare Krishna. Yeah. Yeah, I said that. I'll read it again. Baladev, what he says. Yeah. Baladev says he got it. He's resting. He rests by reclining on an Antadev as if on a couch. Hare Krishna.